What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. The FBI is investigating the attack against 8 pro-Israel protesters in Boulder, Colorado, Sunday as an act of terrorism. Fox's Shaul Turner reports.
We can tell you now there were 6 victims. 2 airlifted to Denver, 4 taken to Boulder Community Hospital, 1 in serious condition. These victims have severe burn injuries. And now we can confirm from the FBI that the suspect yelled, "Free Palestine," as this person threw these, what are now being termed as Molotov cocktails, into their crowd. And this was a group peacefully conducting an event called the Run for Their Lives Walk on Pearl Street. The suspect named as Mohammed Savory Solomon, 45 years old.
Fox is reporting that the suspect is an Egyptian national who entered the U.S. in 2022 and overstayed his visa. 2 people were injured in a shooting in North Wichita Sunday night. 911 dispatch confirming that the shooting occurred in the 2600 block of North Park Place shortly before 11 p.m. Sunday. It appears the victims were an adult and a child. There is no word on any suspects in custody. An early Saturday morning shooting in northeast Wichita left one person with minor injuries.
It happened around 12:45 a.m. Saturday. Officers patrolling in the area heard multiple gunshots. As officers searched for the source of the shots, a disturbance call came in from the 4,000 block of East Vesta near 13th and Hillside. Officers arrived to find a large gathering in the area, then heard additional gunshots. The gunfire struck 2 homes, and initially no victims were reported at the scene. But around 2 hours later, an 18-year-old man arrived at a local hospital. He was struck by flying glass while reportedly inside a vehicle that had been fired upon. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
No arrests have been made in that case. Early Sunday morning, a shooter opened fire on a party in Catawba County, North Carolina, injuring at least 12 people and killing 1. Major Aaron Turk with the sheriff's office tells reporters the shooting took place across a wide area.
It spans several separate individual pieces of property. I would say it's larger than 2 acres.
Turk estimates 70 people were at that party and about 80 shell casings were found. No arrests have been made. Police believe there was more than 1 shooter. Ukraine targeted Russian planes and air bases in a drone attack in an operation the Security Service of Ukraine, or SBU, has named Spiderweb. Fox's Stephanie Bennett reports.
Ukraine claims to have destroyed more than 40 Russian bomber planes. It's a major setback for Moscow, who uses these almost daily to attack Ukraine. President Zelensky said it was part of a large-scale operation that took more than a year and a half to execute. Drones were transported in containers carried by trucks to get deep into the country. Several Russian air bases were targeted, one of which is 2,500 miles from the Ukrainian border. But in response response, Russia's defense ministry has called the terrorist attacks and claims that some participants involved have been detained. No casualties reported.
The SBU says the attack caused over $2 billion in damage. The attack comes after Russia bombed Ukraine with drones and missiles Saturday night into Sunday morning. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock, 64 degrees. The Wichita City Council will hold a rare meeting Tuesday evening. The lone item on the new council business portion of their agenda deals with property maintenance codes. The council is expected to simply receive and file this item. An intense manhunt is underway for a former Arkansas police chief turned killer who is still on the run nearly a week after he escaped prison. The FBI is now upping its reward to $20,000, warning that the man is armed and extremely dangerous. Fox's Brooke Taylor reports from Gateway, Arkansas.
Grant Hardin escaped last Sunday, leaving many here wondering what on earth is taking so long. Well, a spokesperson from the Department of Corrections says they have received a lot of calls about possible tips, but nothing has led to anything credible. One of the major problems was the weather. There was heavy rain when he first escaped the first few days, making it difficult for canines to really pick up on his scent. They also couldn't use helicopters or drones.
There have been some calls about possible sightings, but the Department of Corrections says none have led to anything credible. Gasoline prices rose over the past couple of weeks, climbing 4 cents to a new national average of $3.26 a gallon. However, oil industry analyst Tripoli Lundberg says prices are set to fall again due to the conclusion of a number of refinery repair projects, which will increase supply, as well as a lack of demand.
We already have the probability of maybe 8 to 10 or 12 cents drop in gasoline prices because of what we can see in the wholesale markets, what refiners and distributors are charging station operators.
Lundberg says OPEC's recent decision to increase supply in July will also help lower prices potentially further. Immigration authorities have detained an 18-year-old high school student.
Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey says she's outraged that a high school student on his way to volleyball practice was picked up by ICE agents this weekend. She also said, "I'm demanding that ICE provide immediate information about why he was arrested, where he is, and how his due process is being protected." Milford Public Schools confirmed it was one of their students. Border czar Tom Homan has said he's going to be stepping up immigration enforcement in Massachusetts since it's considered to be a sanctuary state by the Trump administration. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
The traffic conditions right now are looking good, and we've still got some fairly light traffic volumes out there. However, we do have a potential slowdown. And this is around, this is on I-235 northbound around Central. We've got a stalled out vehicle and starting a little bit later today, but something you need to be aware of right there on I-235. They're doing road marking on I-235, and that is the entire run of it, all the way down from 47th Street South all the way up to the North Junction. That entire corridor there, they're doing intermittent lane closures due to road marking work sometime today. Hasn't started yet. It's going to start sometime soon. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
And on the forecast with Storm Tweave 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny, breezy, and arguably hot today. A high of 88. That puts us 4 degrees above the norm. South winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Look for some showers and storms to arrive after midnight. Overnight low 68. Continuous showers and storms on Tuesday. Breezy and cooler. High 77. Partly cloudy and middle 70s on Wednesday. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny today was the forecast. Clear right now. 64 degrees, and we have a south wind at 7 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:11 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on June 2nd, 2025. We're into the month of June here. We had a sunny, warm day across South Central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high, 84 degrees. Normal high, 84. So yesterday, we were right on target. On this date in 1969, Wichita chilled out with a temperature of 43 degrees, setting the record low for the month of June. That was in 1969. And on this date, 129 years ago, 1896 it was, Guglielmo Marconi filed a patent for the radio. That's right. It's radio's birthday today, and Steve and Ted are here with Steve and Ted's show number 6940, celebrating the radio patent.
Yeah. Nice birthday.
612, Steve and Ted. KNSS now partnering. You're going to hear a little bit different things going on the radio on KNSS. We're now partnering with 12 News, KWCH. Storm Team 12, 12 News Sports. Listen for Ross Jansen's Team 12 reports with Steve and Ted at 7:10 each morning. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hey.
Not much wind out there this morning. Hasn't been blowing the past couple of days. Got toasty out in the yard Saturday, I can tell you that. There was a buzz in the air Friday in northwestern Washington State as about 250 million honeybees escaped a commercial truck that overturned. The truck hauling an estimated 70,000 pounds of honeybees hives rolled over close to the Canadian border near Linden. The Whatcom County Sheriff's Office and said in a social media post, it appears the driver did not navigate a tight turn well enough and causing the trailer to roll into a ditch. County Emergency Management spokesman Amy McLeod said in an email, the driver was uninjured. The bees were everywhere. Yeah. Bees.
I encountered a swarm of bees last week in the parking lot at Dillon's.
Really?
At Central and Rock.
How many were you thinking?
I think there were hundreds.
Did they sting you or anything?
No, they weren't landing on anyone, but I was walking out of the store and I saw people walking in kind of swatting. I thought, is that stuff that's coming off the trees?
Mm-hmm.
And then the more I looked, I was like, those are bees.
Wow. Okay.
And I'd never really seen something like that.
Glad you survived that attack. Did you see any of the balloons last evening?
Nope.
You didn't? Okay. I had a couple of come over our house.
Oh, nice.
About seven.
You mean the hot air balloons?
Yeah, hot air balloons. There's only a couple of three. It's so funny. Because you can hear them blowing the air into them, whatever. And you can hear people talking up there. Oh. And they're just talking in a normal voice, chattering away. Oh, it's fun. Riverside or Riverfest is fun, and it's underway. And we are on a Monday with that. And
hey, Steve.
Yes.
There is something I kind of wanted to ask you. You, for unrelated reasons, you called me yesterday. And the first thing you asked was whether or not I was at Riverfest.
Yeah.
And I was just curious as to what made you think that was like their background noise? Was there... Because I wasn't. I mean, I could have been. I probably, you know,
well, I
could have gone, but I didn't. But I was just wondering why you asked.
I know you drove in the parade. I wondered if you were still down there with the car there and couldn't make it home or anything. So,
well,
if you have any other activities planned down there, but that's
yeah.
All.
Oh, okay. I was just curious that I wasn't going to stay down there for a couple of days.
Oh, well,
you know, after the parade, but
can yeah. If you want to, if you got a button.
Oh yeah, easily, yeah.
A performance inside a Catholic church, a cathedral that is in Germany earlier this month, that featured raw, plucked chickens wrapped in diapers on stage, and the country's president and the local archbishop in the audience, has prompted the church and municipal leaders to apologize that the show hurt religious feelings. The show, Westphalia Side Story, was part of a May 15th celebration to mark the 1250th anniversary of Westphalia, a region in northwestern Germany. So I've never heard of chickens wearing diapers, but probably not appropriate in a Catholic cathedral in Germany. The cathedrals, if it's one of the ones like I saw, it's probably just like 800 years old. They got some beautiful churches in there. Beautiful. But not appropriate. 6:16, Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS. And let's go ahead and take a look at leadoff sports this morning on a Monday with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, NCAA baseball regional action and tournament play. KU did not make it to day three. KU lost both their games out of the tournament. K-State
Did survive into Sunday yesterday, but down in Austin had to beat the home team, the second-ranked team in the nation, Texas. K-State got behind 6-0 in the top of the first inning. So they were down big early and ended up losing by 7 runs. 15-8 was the final score. So the season comes to an end for K-State baseball with a record of 32-26. They did make the NCAA tournament for the second straight season. Here's Kansas State head coach Pete Hughes.
Disappointing day, and you know, we got off to a bad start, and you can't do that in somebody else's stadium against a really good club, especially one that's so offensive as Texas. And proud of the way we punched back in the first inning, that's for sure. But you know, when you give someone 4 or sometimes 5 outs an inning with an offense like that, it's a dangerous way to live, and we just lived the result.
So K-State exits. The joy for Texas wasn't very long. They lost last night on home field to the American Conference champs, UTSA. So the Roadrunners go to the Super Regionals. Texas does not. Second-ranked team in the nation is out. Minor League Baseball yesterday afternoon, finishing up a homestand at Equity Bank Park for the Wichita Wind Surge, or Wichita Turbo Tubs. 2,900 fans. I was at the game yesterday and got to see the Wind Surge shut out. Tulsa beat the last place Drillers 6-0. 3 surge pitchers combined on a 6-hit shutout. And that wraps up the 6-game homestand led into Riverfest. The Surge offense only got 4 hits, but the Tulsa pitchers helped out, issuing 13 walks. Wichita did win 2 out of 3 to finish up the homestand. There are 4 teams all within a game of first place. Wichita among them in the division. An off day today. So we got 4 teams all chasing that first half chance for the playoff berth, and it's close here down the stretch through the month of June. Off day today for Wichita, heading out on the road this week. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals finishing up a week at home, hosting the top team in the major leagues, the Detroit Tigers. On Saturday, the Royals beat the Tigers 1-0. And yesterday was the flip.
The team with the best record in baseball, the Detroit Tigers, took 2 out of 3 from the Royals, winning the rubber game of the 3-game set, 1-0 yesterday. On Saturday, it was KC winning by that same 1-0 score. Royals starter Chris Bubich was brilliant once again, allowing just 1 run on a wild pitch over 7 innings. Tigers shortstop Zach McKinstry led off the third with a triple and scored when a Bubich pitch eluded catcher Salvador Perez.
Yeah, the Royals can't get Bubich a win if you don't score any runs. He's got a 1.4 ERA, but he's got 3 losses. He's 5-3 on the season.
Wow.
So an off day today for the Royals as they will be heading out on the road. Of course, you heard that game yesterday afternoon over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Pro golf on the PGA Tour, the Memorial in Columbus, Ohio. The winner, the top player in the world, Scottie Scheffler. The 28-year-old wins again, gets $4 million. Just a few years ago, he was playing right here in Wichita, the Wichita Open. Now he's the number one golfer in the world. Second straight year, he's won the Memorial. The only other player that's ever done that is Tiger Woods. And Scottie Scheffler continues to dominate as he won this tournament by 4 strokes. So he's won 3 tournaments this year by at least 4. He won 3 tournaments last year by at least 4 strokes. There's only 3 other players that have ever done that in back-to-back seasons. There are players named Sam Snead, Ben Hogan, and Byron Nelson when they did it right after World War II. Yeah.
Pretty good players.
Scottie Scheffler's in pretty good company right there as he wins the Memorial yesterday in Columbus, Ohio. It was 40 years ago on this day that Wichita State catcher Charlie O'Brien made his Major League Baseball debut for the Oakland A's. Charlie went on to a nice long career in the big leagues and caught a lot of really good pitchers along the way. Former Shocker Charlie O'Brien, the catcher, made his Major League debut 40 years ago on this day. And a happy birthday to former Kansas City Royals outfielder and first baseman Raul Ibanez is 53 years old today. 2,000 hits in his career, 1,200 RBIs, 300 home runs. Pretty good for a 36th-round draft pick. Guy played 19 years in the big leagues. He played 3 years with the Royals in the early 2000s. And then his final spot in the big leagues at the age of 42 was also with the Royals. Former Royals outfielder Raul Ibanez. It's his birthday. He is 53 today.
That's Sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. How often should you shower? That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 on this Monday morning into 64 degrees. A Wellington man was hospitalized Friday night following a two-vehicle crash on the Kansas Turnpike.
It happened around 10:30 p.m. in the northbound lanes of I-135 in Sumner County near mile marker 9.4. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a vehicle was slowing down when it was rear-ended by another car. 28-year-old Timothy Nash of Wellington, who was slowing down his vehicle, sustained serious injuries and was transported to a local hospital. The other driver, 42-year-old Joshua Clark of Manhattan, was uninjured. The crash is under investigation. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Congress is in the process of trying to pass President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, which did narrowly pass in the House of Representatives. It's currently bogged down in the Senate. One of the sticking points for senators is how the bill will affect Medicaid. U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, says,
I would say that this bill will save Medicaid. That's my goal, is to save Medicaid for those who need it the most. For those, you know, for our senior citizens that are in nursing homes, for our people with disabilities, that's the goal of this bill, is to save Medicaid.
Senator Marshall was a guest last night on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
At least 31 people were killed and more than 170 wounded Sunday as large crowds were on their way to receive food in the Gaza Strip. Health officials said, and witnesses complied and also said, witnesses said Israeli forces fired toward the crowds just before dawn around a kilometer from an aid site run by an Israeli-backed foundation. Israel's military denied its forces fired at civilians near or within the site in the southern city of Rafah.
President Trump is standing by his administration's Liberation Day tariffs, despite a pending Supreme Court case that could take them down. Fox's Madeline Rivera has more at the White House.
President Trump on Truth Social says if the courts somehow rule against us on tariffs, which is not expected, that would allow other countries to hold our nation hostage with their anti-American tariffs that they would use against us. Administration officials also sounded optimistic. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping will have a conversation perhaps as soon as this week, though an exact date was not mentioned. Last week, the White House said trade talks with China had stalled over accusations that China was violating a preliminary trade agreement.
An appeals court has allowed the administration to continue collecting revenue from those tariffs for now.
Gasoline prices rose over the past couple of weeks. Oil industry analyst Shelby Lundberg tells us how much.
The average price of regular grade is up 4 cents, and the new average is just under $3.26.
Lundberg says prices are set to fall again due to the conclusion of a number of refinery repair projects, which will increase supply, as well as a lack of demand. Now we'll look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny, breezy, and arguably hot today, a high of 88. That puts us 4 degrees above the norm. South winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Look for some showers and storms to arrive after midnight. Overnight low 68. Continuous showers and storms on Tuesday. Breezy and cooler, high 77. Partly cloudy and middle 70s on Wednesday. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky. We've got a south wind at 7 miles per hour. And 64 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:34 now, Stephen Head in the Morning on KNSS. It is the June 2nd, second day of June, 2025. On this date, 28 years ago, 1997, Ted, Timothy McVeigh was convicted of murder and conspiracy in the Oklahoma City bombing. He was convicted 28 years ago. Did he finally execute him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. There you go. That was in 1997. An Australian fitness enthusiast completed 7,079 pull-ups in 24 hours. nearly doubling the previous Guinness World Record. 34-year-old Olivia Vinson told Guinness World Records she was looking for a challenge when her husband and coach suggested she attempt the record for the most pull-ups in 24 hours by a female. He did. She eclipsed the old record, and now the new record is 7,079 push-ups in 24 hours. I would think that I could probably do pull-ups.
There pull-ups, you go.
Yeah. It's one where you grab the bar, chin. We used to call them chin-ups or whatever. I could probably maybe do 1/4 of one. I have no. I've got too much weight down here and not enough muscle up.
She's obviously got put together enough to do that.
Yeah,
24 hours.
Yeah. That's a lot of pull-ups. But, you know, she's in shape. She can handle it. She did. There you go. Coming up June 6th, Friday, I wanted to tell you about something special that's going on about 9 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be a brief ceremony at Wichita's Veterans Memorial Park at the World War II Memorial to commemorate the 81st anniversary of D-J. That'll be Friday, June 6th at 9 a.m. This was the Allied invasion of France and Western Europe to take back the countries occupied by Germany. The ceremony will begin with the national anthem, an invocation and recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance. A wreath will be placed at the World War II Memorial, and the Master of Ceremonies will offer a few remarks about the significance of that event. Taps will be sounded to conclude the ceremony. There you go. That's Friday morning. It's not a long ceremony, but honoring veterans of World War II downtown at the Wichita Veterans Memorial. Yeah, again, it starts out at 9 o'clock. Let's see. What else we got for you today? Well, talked about the balloons.
I do know that it was a year ago today we finished runner-up at the Celebrity Egg Toss at the River Festival.
Well, that's about as good as we've ever done there.
Yeah, we were
runner-up.
We were right there. Yeah, we were runner-up to the guys at the Eagle. Apparently win it every year, and we pushed them, and we got runner-up.
Oh.
And then they didn't ask us back this year.
I guess we're too good.
I guess so.
I'm the one who always messes up. You know, for some reason, my hands just turn to stone when you throw
it. You were pretty good last year.
Oh, well. We didn't win, though. We didn't get a trophy.
Well, we tried.
We don't have a trophy or anything. Coming up on 6:38 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It's time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Friday, the cattle complex opened strong to the upside with most contracts making 11 session highs. But about 10 minutes later, the selling started, and by the close, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures closed negative. Cash cattle trade in the south and north feed yards is at higher money for the seventh straight week, and the lean hogs trade and close positive with new highs for the current move and some new contract highs. At the close Friday, August live cattle, 72 cents lower at 209.35. August feeders down $1.10 at 298.82, and July hogs $1.95 higher at 104.92. Now, Friday, the corn and soybeans continued to trade and close negative, and the wheat was on the mixed side. Now, last week, July KC wheat lost 6 cents, July corn lost 16 cents, and July soybeans lost 19 cents for the week. Now, overnight, November soybeans has had its lowest trade in 16 sessions, December corn the lowest it's been in 9 sessions, while July Kansas City wheat is on a 5-session high. At the moment, July Kansas City wheat 8.5 cents higher at 541.75. July corn is now 2.5 higher at 446.5, with July soybeans down 4.5 at 1037.25. July crude oil is $2.55 higher at $63.34. August gold $67.40 higher at 3383. June S&P is down 19.25 points at 5,897. June dollar index down 56 cents at 98.69. And June Dow Jones futures trading 90 points lower at 42,204. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom had a shortened week last week, only 4 days trading because of the Memorial Day holiday on Monday. Full 5 days this week. Got to work 5 days. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, and I'm glad of it. It's so much better running 5 days than the markets in four.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
So you're really going to have a good time today because you get to work. Okay, I got you.
You don't hear people saying how much they enjoy their work, right?
Well, yeah, we do. Ted and I do. At least I do. I mean, I'm with you. I like 5-day week, you know, because basically that's where it's like robbing a bank. That's where the money is, you know. You got to be here because you're on the radio. People expect you to be on the radio every day. They're going to work. They expect to hear us, right?
That's right.
So what do? We get on here just as many days as we can. Have you come over to the River Festival? I bet you haven't. I bet you don't ever go to the River Festival, do you?
I've only been to it probably twice as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
I had more things going on this weekend. You know, we was up to the farm. We was at the rodeo also. And then I spent yesterday, Patty and I, staining our deck in the heat.
Oh, that was good. Wow. What was the rodeo you went to?
Flint Hills Rodeo, Flint Hills. Strong City.
Is that a good one?
Yes, it is. Yes.
All right.
And you got to know the history of it because the Roberts family from Strong City had several nationally known cowboys, and they had a sister who was nationally known, too, in rodeoing.
All right. So it's a family that was legendary over there. Okay.
Exactly.
Very good. All right. Thank you, sir. It looks like we're going to get some rain tonight. You ready for that?
Might get rain off and on all week.
Yeah. Could be good for the crops. Thank you, sir. 6:41 there with Stephen Ted in the morning. And that's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Come up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Are the rich paying their fair share? That's we're going to find out.
Okay.
Coming up, Stephen Ted, KNSS. Stephen Ted in the morning, KNSS, 6:46 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Nationwide gas prices up 4 cents in the past 2 weeks to an average of $3.26 a gallon.
Two.
Two people injured in a shooting on North Park Place in Wichita.
One.
FBI calls it an act of terrorism in Boulder, Colorado, when a man lights himself and eight others on fire. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Police dispatchers are telling people to avoid the area, the 500 block of South Meridian. Now, this is basically Meridian just north of Kellogg. There's been a report of an accident in the area, so getting some information on it. But, 500 block of South Meridian, police are actually saying to avoid the area at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 87 degrees, 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 68. And on Tuesday, a 100% chance for rain, tomorrow's high 76 degrees. Now a clear sky, south wind at 7 miles per hour, 64 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A car market reset could be coming to a dealer near you soon.
It's Fox Wheels.
After booming auto sales in March and April, Cox Automotive says that May sales were flat in what experts say could be the beginning of the 2025 car market reset, that Americans willing to pay really expensive auto prices have already made their purchases, and that this summer and fall might end up being a car buyer's market. Look for lower prices, better incentives, and perhaps dealers more willing to deal to move metal. Volkswagen, BMW, and Mercedes-Benz are in talks with Washington over possible import tariff deals. For now, Volkswagen of America is saying it'll continue to hold vehicle prices at current MSRPs. Several foreign companies have announced major U.S. investments in response to tariffs, but German carmakers have been more cautious about committing more resources to what is their biggest export market. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street Friday, stocks closed out their best month of trading since 2023.
Google back in federal court Friday. The Justice Department filing an antitrust lawsuit against the search engine giant, hoping to ban its exclusivity agreements and force the sale of its Chrome browser. Dell Technologies is raising its forecast for the year. The maker of computers and software says it's seeing increased demand for its servers used in AI. Shares of Cooper Companies are tanking. It's one of the worst performing stocks on the S&P 500 Friday. This comes after the contact lens maker lowered its full-year organic growth forecast. Stocks ending Friday mixed. The Dow finishing up 54. S&P 500 down almost half a point. NASDAQ down 62. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Are the rich paying their fair share? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. I recently received a note from a listener who was critical of my comments, lamenting how many wealthy taxpayers are paying a lower percentage of their income in taxes than most middle-class taxpayers. I thought this would be a great opportunity to clarify a few tax inequities that I often point out. The listener cited the oft-used statistic, the top 10% of earners pay 70% of the taxes. While it is true that upper middle class earners carry a majority of the total tax burden, that statement does not really reflect my concern about the ultra wealthy and their innate ability to pay less relative to their income than the rest of us poor slobs. Well, let's clarify taxes, first of all. The top 10% paying 70% statistic is only about income taxes, not all taxes collected. Wealthy individuals once paid high taxes on corporate profits, which were typically their primary source of income, and estate taxes on wealth was passed down to their heirs. Well, these taxes have been significantly reduced recently. The top corporate tax rate in the U.S. was reduced from 35% to 21% in 2018. And the estate tax now generates only a quarter of the tax revenues it raised in the 1970s. In theory, the tax system is progressive, which means the more you make, the higher your tax bracket. But that's not the way it works for the loftiest incomes. In the 1960s, the 400 richest Americans paid more than half of their income in taxes, according to the New York Times. In 2018, America's wealthiest individuals paid just 23% of their income in taxes. Meanwhile, the bottom half of income earners paid 24% of their income.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Income and taxes. The current tax system gives the rich, the ultra-rich, a break that I believe is unfair. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
There's no doubt. Statistics all the time tell us, you know, the guy working on the line at a company, it'd take him 150 years to make what the CEO makes in 1 year, you know, stuff like that. It's a huge imbalance, but what do you do about it?
You can't do anything, really. I mean,
nobody's going to raise taxes on rich people in this country. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it does. It does. It gets me how these corporate CEOs that can sink a company, you know, or they make very short-sighted decisions that maybe bump, you know, that maybe goose the stock for a short period of time, but it's bad for them in the long run. They're making $200-400 million. As a severance package, you know, after they sink a company, that just blows me away. And taxpayer, you know, you're a stockholder, so you have a vote. But how many times, if you own 8 shares in your mutual fund, you know, how are you going to even know you have it? Number one, and number two, are you going to actually be able to get together with all the other individuals and create a block that is going to vote in a certain? It's rigged.
How many times does a CEO go to a shareholders meeting and listen to people bellyache? Does that ever happen anymore?
Berkshire Hathaway, I mean, the Oracle of Omaha, he gives them. I mean, he's there. Now he's retiring.
Yeah.
But he's the one who is at the meetings. He leads the meetings. He writes the reports.
Well, there you go.
You know, so there are a few, I think.
Okay. Today is National Bubba Day. Honoring anyone and everyone named Bubba. It's not an actual name, but sort of a nickname or a pet name given to someone as a term of endearment. Usually a guy. There are more than 50 million people in the world who are referred to as Bubba. Now, my in-laws and my relatives down in College Station at Texas A&M have a little bit different Bubba definition.
Okay.
He's just a big cowboy doofus. You know,
I don't think I know any Bubbas. I'm sure I've called somebody, hey Bubba, you know, or something. But
no, I don't call anybody Bubba.
You know any Bubbas, Ted?
A kid I went in grade school. We called him Bubba. That was probably the last one, though.
Was he a big guy?
I mean, not overly, but no, he wasn't. Okay. He wasn't rail thin. But
did he fill everybody's expectation of being a Bubba?
I say yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It was perfect for him.
Very good. Bubba Day. Celebrate in any way you like.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Coming in on a Monday. How about that? Good for you.
Yeah.
Do you do any River Festival thing over the weekend?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I was traveling over the weekend, but yes, we've got the boat in the water, and I'm going to give it a few spins out there. And okay. I guess we're expecting a little rain this afternoon, so I don't know what the – We couldn't launch it Friday and Saturday because there's too many cubic feet per square foot or whatever. It was just too fast for us.
It was too fast.
Yeah. We needed around 2,000, 2,100 CFS, I think it is, or cubic feet per second or something like that. CFM, I can't remember exactly what.
So is this the Wagon Masters doing this?
The Wagon Masters, we built that boat when I was captain and.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting
exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNC supply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, yeah. We've been given free rides. You just need a button. Go under the Douglas Street Bridge, and we give a little tour with a little bit of fake history of Wichita. Actually, true history of Wichita.
Sounds like fun.
But it is fun, but we weren't able to run it Friday and Saturday because it was just a little too fast. It slowed down Sunday, and we had about 530-some-odd riders that day.
Pretty good.
And,
I took that ride last year. It was fun.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to do.
All right. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow morning. Coming up, 7 o'clock news with Steve and Ted. The FBI calls it a terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado. We've got the story. Two people injured in a shooting in North Wichita. We've got that story as well. On the way, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.